This is Steve Nofsinger reporting for KFRM on the Yieldy Seed Farm's Fall Harvest Tour Update, sponsored in part by Morton Buildings, Kansas Corn, and Kansas Sorghum. I'm talking today with Ron Supas, a farmer in Dighton, Kansas, in Lane County. Ron, how is the fall harvest going this season?
We're about 3 days away from completing harvest. It's been a really dry area out here, and we're fortunate, I think, to have the yield that we've had, anywhere from 32 bushel to 92 bushel, depending on where a shower might have gone through. We had some hail in some areas, so it affected the yield. Looks to me like most of our yields are coming out about where crop insurance has them insured, and that's not good because crop insurance is not what it used to be. Our yields have been depleted, you know, through the years of drought out here. But we produce all hard white food-grade sorghum, so we're in a little better market situation than just red sorghum, you know, going to feedlots or what have you. But could be worse. Our wheat stands are good enough. They're a little spotty, depending on the area. Some haven't come up as good as we'd like, but we're probably as well off as we can be with the limited moisture we've had.
Just curious on that, did you have more moisture earlier in the season?
We've had little showers, a little bit of moisture, nothing big at one time. And not like last fall, you know, when we had a good 1 to 2 inch range prior to drilling time for wheat. This year that hasn't happened. You can tell areas where we had a little more wheat pressure and fields that weren't controlled, you know, right away, because the limited moisture there was used sometimes by the wheat pressure. Anyway, like I said, the last rain event that went through here, east of us, they came out okay. In our area, it was like 10 hundredths to 50 hundredths. And if it rained on a field, you know, of wheat that was having trouble coming up, I think the half inch would probably help. The 10 hundredths may not. So, no big rain events. We're still waiting.
Besides sorghum, what other crops in your area do you have right now?
Well, all the dryland corn, I think, has been picked. There's still some sorghum fields remaining. There are a couple of bean fields, but those would be just sprinkler irrigated.
Oh.
So we're primarily dryland wheat and sorghum.
How did the corn come out this year?
I think probably similar to the sorghum, maybe a little worse. I'm hearing anything from 40 to 80 bushel. That's basically like the sorghum was.
Oh.
Sorghum may have panned out a little better than the corn.
Did you guys have any hail or pest or disease events this year?
Well, that was one thing. When our milo was trying to fill, and some of it was filled, we had some moisture come through with a lot of hail. And that's, I'm sitting on a field here now that the leaves are pretty well shredded. There's grain out there, but I'm sure that it hurt the yield, 20 or 30 bushel. So that's how it is.
Yeah.
We're in God's country, and he's in control. So we just kind of live with that and go on.
This has been your Yieldy Seed Farm's Fall Harvest Tour Update, sponsored in part by Morton Buildings, Kansas Corn, and Kansas Sorghum. I've been talking with Ron Supas, a farmer in Dighton, Kansas, in Lane County. This is Steve Nofsinger reporting for KFRM.